first for breaking news and the best live sport. This is BBC Five Live.
It's 3 o'clock on Five Live. This is Afternoon Edition with Dotun Adebayo and Sarah Brett.
Car apps then, shall we?
So what have we got first? We've got Flow.
Driveflow.com, but the app itself is just called Flow, F-L-O. And it essentially it gamifies driving a bit more economically. When you're doing good things like, you know, turning smoothly and braking smoothly and not accelerating too badly, then you get plus points and you get a green screen. And when you do stuff that is negative to your economical and environmentally sound driving, you get red and orange screens and a negative feedback and negative points.
And not for boy racers, as we used to call it.
I know, we're going to leave Brad out of it, but Carly, you, at least you can drive.
Yes, I can drive.
Yeah, but you don't own a car.
No, I do, actually, but I'm from Cambridge, so it's down in Cambridge whilst I'm studying at university.
Okay. Is this a kind of app that would help you at all?
Yeah, it's great. My only concern is, how can I do it whilst I'm driving? How can I use it? Because I can't use my phone whilst I'm driving.
Correct. Well, you stick your phone on the dashboard and it's just a big visual sort of block of colour just in your peripheral vision. So it doesn't distract you in the way that using a phone would.
So what about the next one?
So iOnRoad, it uses augmented reality, which is basically where a layer of digital information is put over your real world view through your camera's viewpoint. And the camera looks at the road in front of you and it overlays that view with information about hazards and about stopping distance.
Brett, are you still to drive?
Hopefully I'll be driving soon, but I just think that...
Can you afford to?
Hopefully. I mean, with a student loan, maybe. Okay. But,
can you afford the insurance?
Well, maybe
just
not.
Asking.
Maybe
just
Carly
asking.
Can drive me around.
Okay.
Well, Brad, what did you say to me the other day? Carly, why should I drive when people can drive me?
That's true. Well, that is true. I mean...
So I'm not having that badly.
You're outed.
Right, fair
badly.
Enough. But no, I think if people need to use these apps, then surely they shouldn't be driving.
Every week we put a state-of-the-art piece of technology to the test. And this week it's a flagship Chinese smartphone pronounced Huawei.
Carly, what do you think?
I think the best part of this phone is the camera, Sarah. It's really, really good. And I took a picture the other day. And what's good about it is there's a beauty icon, so you can take the perfect selfie. So I took a picture of me from the front, from behind and from the back. But some of it is absolutely madness. Like, you can change the size of your eyes. You can change the size of your face. It is absolutely madness. But personally, I think the phone's good in terms of camera. But I do think it's a bit gimmicky. So there's some features like, I don't know, the mirror. And you blow in the microphone and something will happen. A little surprise will appear. So the mirror will crack or water goes in the mirror and you have to wipe it off, which is good. But after a while, I'm like, oh, is that it? Is that all what it does? Yeah.
Sure,
and it's very easy to use, I think. Very simple, easy to navigate. But like I was saying before, I think... For me, I'm a girl, I've got little hands. I think it's too big for me, personally.
Magic. Brad, Carly, LJ and Kate, thank you all very much for being part of our Tech Hour. Click live. Don't forget... If you-